Hello, this is Dr. Chris Allen, superintendent with the Marble Falls Independent School District. It has recently come to my attention that there are those who find it difficult securing the time needed to read our student code of conduct. And so as a service to you and to help make sure that you know the things that you need to know to support our school in helping your students make good decisions, I'm actually going to read this to you. I'm going to try and do this in one setting. It'll take a little bit of time, but I think it'll go a little quicker than you suspect. And I would hope that you might find time, if you can't read the student code of conduct, to listen to it while you're driving around town or while you're doing other activities around the house. And so I'd like to just talk a little bit about the student code of conduct and its purpose. And if it sounds like I'm reading, it's because I am. I am on page one of the document that was approved by the Board of Trustees. And so it says the purpose of the student code of conduct is the district's response to the requirement of Chapter 37 of the Texas Education Code. The code provides methods and options for managing students in the classroom and on school grounds, disciplining students, and preventing and intervening in student discipline problems. The law requires the district to define misconduct that may or must result in a range of specific disciplinary consequences, including removal from a regular classroom or campus out of school suspension, placement in a disciplinary alternative education program, otherwise known as DAEP, placement in a juvenile justice alternative education program, otherwise known as JJAEP, or expulsion from school. This student code of conduct has been adopted by the Marble Falls ISD Board of Trustees and developed with the advice of district level committee. This code provides information to parents and students regarding standards of conduct, consequences for misconduct, and procedures for administering discipline. It remains in effect during the summer school and at all school-related events and activities outside the school year, and an updated version adopted by the board becomes effective for the next school year. In accordance with state law, the code shall be posted at each school campus or shall be available for review at the office of the campus principal. Additionally, the code shall be available at the office of the campus behavior coordinator and posted on the district's website at www.marblefallsisd.org. Parents shall be notified of any conduct violation that may result in a student being suspended, placed in DAEP or JJAEP, expelled, or taken into custody by a law enforcement officer under Chapter 37 of the Education Code. Because the Student Code of Conduct is adopted by the District's Board of Trustees, it has the force of policy. Therefore, in case of conflict between the code and the student handbook, the code shall prevail. Please note, the discipline of students with disabilities who are eligible for services under federal law is subject to the provisions of those laws. School district authority and jurisdiction. In school rules and authority of the district to administer discipline apply whenever the interest of the district is involved on or off school grounds in conjunction with or independent of classes and school-sponsored activities. The district has disciplinary authority over a student during a regular school day and while the student is going to and from school or a school-sponsored school-related activity on district transportation. During lunch periods in which the student is allowed to leave campus while the student is in attendance at any school-related activity, regardless of time or location, for any school-related misconduct, regardless of time or location, when retaliation against a school employee, board member, or volunteer occurs or is threatened, regardless of time or location, when a student engages in cyberbullying as provided by Education Code 37.0832, when criminal mischief is committed on or off school property or a school-related event, for certain offenses committed within 300 feet of school property as measured from any point on the school's real property boundary line, for certain offenses committed while on school property or while attending school-sponsored school-related activity of another school district in the state of Texas, when the student commits a felony as provided by Texas Education Code 37.006 or 37.0081, and when the student is required to register as a sex offender. As required by law, a person at each campus must be designated to serve as the campus behavior coordinator. This designated person may be the principal or the campus or any other campus administrator selected by the principal. The campus behavior coordinator is primarily responsible for maintaining student discipline. The district shall post on its website and in the student handbook for each campus the email address and telephone number of the person serving as the behavior coordinator. Contact information may be found at www.marblefallsisd.org. The campus behavior coordinator or other appropriate administrator will work closely with the campus threat assessment safe and supportive school team to implement the district's threat assessment policy and procedures as required by law and shall take appropriate disciplinary action in accordance with the code of conduct. District officials may conduct searches of students, their belongings, including cell phones, and their vehicles in accordance with state and federal law and district policy. Searches of students shall be conducted in a reasonable and non-discriminatory manner, Refer to the district's policies FNF Legal and FNF Local for more information regarding investigations and searches. The district has the right to search a vehicle driven to school by a student and parked in the school parking whenever there is reasonable suspicion to believe it contains articles or materials prohibited by the district. Desks, lockers, district-provided technology, and similar items are the property of the district and are provided for student use as a matter of convenience. District property is subject to search or inspection at any time without notice. The principal or campus behavior coordinator and other school administrators, as appropriate, shall report crimes as required by law and shall call local law enforcement when an administrator suspects that a crime has been committed on campus. To ensure sufficient security and protection of students, staff, and property, the board employs school resource officers, otherwise known as SROs. In accordance with law, the board has coordinated with the campus behavior coordinator and other district employees to ensure appropriate law enforcement duties are assigned to security staff. The law enforcement duties of the district peace officers are listed in policy CKE Local. The law enforcement duties of a school resource officers include being stationed and assigned to campus to be on campus and on call as needed at other MFISD campuses to provide law enforcement and police services to the school, school grounds, and areas adjacent to the school. Investigate allegations of criminal incidents per police department policies and procedures. Enforce state and local laws and ordinances. Make appropriate referrals to juvenile authorities or other governmental agencies. Work to prevent juvenile delinquency through close contact and positive relationships with students. Develop crime prevention programs and conduct security inspections to deter criminal or delinquent activities. Establish and maintain a close partnership with school administrators in order to provide for a safe school environment. Assist school officials with their efforts to enforce board policies and procedures. Assist school administrators during school searches, which may involve weapons, controlled dangerous substances, or in such cases that the student's emotional state may present a risk. Assist school administrators in emergency crisis planning and building security matters. Be visible within the school and community. Attend and participate in school functions and events such as, but not limited to, home varsity football games, open house events, high school graduation ceremonies, junior senior prom, and all other events as requested by the Marble Falls ISD administration. Assist director of special programs in making home visits to students with truancy violations. Work with guidance counselors and other support staff to assist students and to provide services to students involved in situations where referrals to service agencies are necessary and assist in conflict resolution efforts. Initiate interaction with students in the classroom and in general areas of the school building. Promote the profession of police officer and to be a positive role model. Increase the visibility and accessibility of the police to the school and the community. Other duties as assigned within the MOU between the Marble Falls ISD and the Marble Falls Police Department. Throughout the Code of Conduct and related discipline policies, the term parent includes a parent, legal guardian, or other person having lawful control of the child. Participating in graduation activities, the district has the right to limit a student's participation in graduation activities for violating the district's code. Participation might include a speaking role as established by district policy and procedure. Students eligible to give the opening and closing remarks at graduation shall be notified by the campus principal, notwithstanding any other eligibility requirements. In order to be considered as an eligible student to give opening or closing remarks, a student shall not have engaged in any misconduct in violation of the district's code resulting in an out-of-school suspension, removal to the AAP, or expulsion during the semester immediately preceding graduation. The valedictorian and salutatorian may also have speaking roles at graduation. No student shall be eligible to have such speaking role if he or she engages in any misconduct in violation of the district's code resulting in out-of-school suspension, removal to DAP, expulsion during the semester immediately preceding graduation. In accordance with the Texas Education Code 37.105, a school administrator, school resource officer, or district police officer shall have the authority to refuse entry or eject a person from district property if the person refuses to leave peaceably on request and the person possesses a substantial risk of harm to any person, or the person behaves in a manner that is inappropriate for the school setting and the person persists in behavior after being given a verbal warning that the behavior is inappropriate and may result in refusal of entry. Appeals regarding refusal of entry are found within policies FNG Local or GF Local as appropriate. However, the timelines for the district's grievance procedure shall be adjusted as necessary to permit the person to address the board in person within 90 days unless the complaint is resolved before the board hearing. C, DAEP restrictions during placement on page 21 for information regarding students assigned to DAEP at the time of graduation. Standards of student conduct. Each student is expected to demonstrate courtesy even when others do not, behave in a responsible manner, always exercise self-discipline, attend all classes regularly and on time, Prepare for each class. Take appropriate materials and assignments to class. Meet district and campus standards of grooming and dress. Obey all campus and classroom rules. Respect the rights and privileges of students, teachers, and other district staff and volunteers. Respect the property of others, including district property and facilities. Cooperate with and assist the school staff in maintaining safety, order, and discipline. Adhere to the requirements of the Student Code of Conduct. Chapter 37 requires that the code of includes standards that the school expects from students. All right. General Code of Conduct violations. The categories of conduct below are prohibited at school in vehicles owned or operated by the district and its school-related activities, but the list does not include the most severe offenses. In subsequent sections, DAP placement and/or expulsion for certain offenses and other offenses are detailed on those pages. Disregard for authority. Students shall not fail to comply with the directive given by school personnel. Leave school grounds or school-sponsored events without permission. Disobey rules for conduct in district vehicles. Refuse to accept discipline management techniques assigned by a teacher or principal. Because all people have purpose, a measurable value, and have been made bearing an indescribably special image, the Student Code of Conduct treats discrimination with particular emphasis. Students shall not use any discriminatory language or engage in communications that contain discriminatory messages, images, or conveyance. Discrimination is defined as any conduct directed at a person on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, gender, national origin, disability, age, or any other basis prohibited by law that negatively affects the person to whom the discrimination is directed. Additionally, engagement in this behavior could affect other students directly or indirectly. Engaging in discriminatory behaviors may be treated as serious misconduct. The principal or designee shall have the administrative discretion in making determinations in the degree of misconduct. Students shall not use profanity or vulgar language or make obscene gestures. They may not fight or scuffle. Threaten a district student, employee, or volunteer, including off-school property, if the conduct causes substantial disruption to the educational environment. Engage in bullying, cyberbullying, harassment, or making hit lists. Release or threaten to release intimate visual material of a minor or student who is 18 years of age or older without the student's consent. Engage in conduct that constitutes sexual or gender-based harassment or sexual abuse, whether by word, gesture, or any other conduct directed toward another person, including a district student, employee, board member, or volunteer. Engage in conduct that constitutes dating violence. Engage in inappropriate or indecent exposure of private body parts. Participate in hazing. Cause an individual to act through the use of threat or force. Commit extortion or blackmail. Engage in inappropriate verbal, physical, or sexual misconduct directed toward another person, including the district, student, employee, or volunteer. Record the voice or image of another without their prior consent of the individual being recorded in any way that disrupts the educational environment or invades the privacy of others. Students shall not damage or vandalize property owned by others. Deface or damage school property, including textbooks, technology, electronic resources, lockers, furniture, and other equipment, with graffiti or by other means. Students shall not steal from other students, staff, or the school. Commit or assist in the robbery or theft, even if it does not constitute a felony according to the Penal Code. Enter without authorization district facilities that are not open for operations. Students shall not possess or use fireworks of any kind, smoke or stink bombs, or any other pyrotechnic device. Razor, box cutter, chain, or any other object used in a way that threatens or inflicts bodily injury to another person. They may not possess a look-alike weapon that is intended to be used as a weapon or could reasonably be perceived as a weapon. They cannot have an air gun or BB gun or ammunition or a hand instrument designed to cut or stab another. They're not allowed to have a firearm silencer or suppressor. They are not allowed to have knives. They're not allowed to have a club. They're not allowed to have a firearm. No stun guns, tasers, knuckles. No pocket knives or any other small knives, regardless of blade length. Mace, pepper spray, and pornographic material are also prohibited. Tobacco products, cigarettes, e-cigarettes, and any component, part, or of an accessory for an e-device is prohibited, in addition to nicotine gum, matches, or a lighter. Laser pointers, for other than an approved use, or any articles not generally considered to be weapons, including school supplies, when the principal or designee determines that a danger exists. For more information on weapons and firearms, see DAEP placement and expulsion for certain offenses. Students shall not use telecommunication devices, including a cellular telephone or other electronic device, in violation of the district and campus rules. Students shall not possess, use, give, or sell alcohol or an illegal drug. Possess, sell seeds or pieces of marijuana in less than a usable amount. Possess, use, give, or sell paraphernalia related to any prohibited substance. Possess, use, abuse, or sell look-alike drugs, or attempt to pass items off as a drug or drug contraband. Abuse the student's own prescription drug, give a prescription drug to another student, or possess or be under the influence of another person's prescription drug on school property or a school-related event. Abuse over-the-counter drugs, be under the influence of a prescription or over-the-counter drug that causes impairment of the physical or mental faculties. Have or take prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs at school other than as provided by district policy. Students shall not violate policies, rules, or agreements signed by the student or the student's parent regarding the use of technology, attempt to access or circumvent passwords or other security-related information of the district, students or employees, or upload or create computer viruses, including off-school property, if the conduct causes substantial disruption to the educational environment. Attempt to alter, destroy, or disable district technology resources, including but not limited to computers and related equipment, district data, the data of others, or other networks connected to the district system, including off-school property, if the conduct causes, you guessed it, a substantial disruption to the educational environment. Use the internet or other electronic communications to threaten or harass district students, employees, board members, or volunteers, including off-school property, if the conduct causes substantial disruption to the educational environment or infringes on the rights of another student at school. Send, post, deliver, or possess electronic messages that are abusive, obscene, sexually oriented, threatening, harassing, damaging to another's reputation, or illegal, including cyberbullying and sexting, either on or off school property, if the conduct causes a substantial disruption to the educational environment or infringes on the rights of another student at school. Use of the internet or other electronic communication to engage in or encourage illegal behavior or threaten school safety, including off school property, if the conduct causes a substantial disruption to the educational environment or infringes on the rights of another student at school. Students shall not possess, publish, or publish or electronic material that is designed to promote or encourage illegal behavior or that could threaten school safety. Engage in verbal, oral, or written exchanges that threaten the safety of another student, a school employee, on or off school property. Make false accusations or perpetrate hoaxes regarding school safety. Engage in any conduct that school officials might reasonably believe will substantially disrupt the school program or incite violence. Throw objects that cause bodily harm, bodily injury, or property damage. Discharge a fire extinguisher without a valid cause. Students shall not violate dress and grooming standards as communicated in the student handbook. Engage in academic dishonesty, which includes cheating or copying the work of another student. Plagiarism and unauthorized communication between students during an examination. Students shall not gamble, falsify records, passes, or other school-related documents. Engage in actions or demonstrations that substantially disrupt or materially interfere with school activities. Repeatedly violate other communicated campus or classroom standard codes of conduct. The district may impose campus or classroom rules in addition to those found in the code. These rules may be posted in classrooms or given to the student and may or may not constitute violations of the code. Discipline shall be designed to improve the conduct and encourage students to adhere to the responsibilities of members of the school community. Disciplinary actions shall draw on the professional judgment of teachers and administrators and on a range of discipline management techniques, including restorative practices. Discipline shall be based on the seriousness of the offense, the student's age and grade level, the frequency of the misbehavior, the student's attitude, the effect of the misconduct on the school environment, and statutory requirements. The discipline of students with disabilities is subject to applicable state and federal law in addition to the student code of conduct. To the extent any conflict exists, the district shall comply with federal law. For more information regarding discipline of students with disabilities, please see policy FOF Legal. In accordance with the Education Code, a student who receives special education services may not be disciplined for conduct meeting the definition of bullying, cyberbullying, harassment, or making hit list until ARD committee meeting has been held to review the conduct. In deciding whether to order suspension, DAP placement, or expulsion, regardless of whether the action is mandatory or discretionary, the student shall take into consideration a disability that substantially impairs the student's capacity to apprehend the wrongfulness of the student's conduct. The following discipline management techniques may be used alone, in combination, or as part of progressive interventions for behavior prohibited by the Student Code of Conduct or by campus or classroom rules. Verbal correction, oral or written. Cooling off time or a brief timeout period in accordance with law. Seating changes within the classroom or vehicle owned or operated by the district. Temporary confiscation of items that disrupt the educational process, rewards or demerits. Behavior contracts. Counseling by teachers, school counselors, or administrative personnel. Assignments and tasks intended to educate a student regarding the nature, history, offensiveness, and or harmful effects of behavior. Teacher-parent conferences, behavior coaching, anger management classes, mediation, classroom circles, family group conferencing, removal from bus, grade reductions for cheating, plagiarism, and as otherwise permitted by policy, detention including outside of the regular school hours, sending the student to the office or other assigned area or to in-school suspension. Assignment of school duties, such as cleaning or picking up litter. Withdrawing of privileges, such as participation in extracurricular activities, eligibility for seeking and holding honorary offices or memberships in school-sponsored clubs and organizations. Penalties identified in individual student organizations' extracurricular standards of behavior. Restriction or revocation of district transportation privileges. School-assessed and school-administered probation. Corporal punishment unless the student's parent or guardian has provided a signed statement prohibiting its use. Out-of-school suspension as specified in out-of-school suspension on page 15. Placement in DAP as specified on page 17. Placement and or expulsion in an alternative education setting as specified. Expulsion as specified under the expulsion category. Referral to an outside agency or legal authority for criminal prosecution in addition to disciplinary measures imposed by the district. Other strategies and consequences as determined by school officials. Prohibited adverse techniques. Adverse techniques are prohibited for use with students and are identified as techniques or interventions intended to reduce the reoccurrence of a behavior by intentionally inflicting significant physical or emotional discomfort or pain. Aversive techniques include using techniques designed or likely to cause physical pain other than corporal punishment as permitted by district policy. Using techniques designed or likely to cause physical pain by electric shock or any procedure involving pressure points or joint locks. District release of noxious, toxic, or unpleasant spray, mist, or substance near a student's face. Denying adequate sleep, air, food, water, shelter, bedding, physical comfort, supervision, or access to a restroom. Ridiculing or demeaning a student in a manner that adversely affects or endangers the learning or mental health of the student or constitutes verbal abuse. Employing a device, material, or object that immobilizes all four of the student's extremities, including prone or supine floor restraint. Impairing the student's breathing, including applying pressure to the student's torso or neck or placing something in, on, or over the student's mouth or nose, covering the student's face. Restricting the student's circulation. Securing the student to a stationary object while the student is standing or sitting. Inhibiting, reducing, or hindering the student's ability to communicate. Using chemical restraints. Using timeout in a manner that prevents the student from being able to be involved in and progress appropriately in the required curriculum or any applicable individualized education program goals, including isolating the student by the use of physical barriers, depriving the student of one or more of the student's senses, unless the technique does not cause the student discomfort or complies with the student's IEP or behavior intervention plan, otherwise known as the BIP. The campus behavior coordinator shall promptly notify a student's parent by phone or in person of any violation that may result in in-school or out-of-school suspension, placement in a DAP, placement in a JJAP, or expulsion. The campus behavior coordinator shall also notify a student's parent if the student is taken into custody by a law enforcement officer under the disciplinary provisions of the Education Code. A good faith effort shall be made on the day the action was taken to provide to the student for delivery to the student's parent written notification of the disciplinary action. If the parent has not been reached by telephone or in person by 5 p.m. of the first business day, after the day the disciplinary action was taken, the campus behavior coordinator shall send written notice notification by U.S. mail. If the campus behavior coordinator is not able to provide notice to the parent, the principal or designee shall provide the notice. Before the principal or appropriate administrator assigns a student under age 18 to detention outside regular school hours, notice shall be given to the student's parent to inform him or her of the reason for the detention and permit arrangements for necessary transportation. Questions from parents regarding disciplinary measures should be addressed to the teacher, campus administrator, or campus behavior coordinator as appropriate. Appeals or complaints regarding the use of specific discipline management techniques should be addressed in accordance with policy FNG local. A copy of the policy may be obtained from the principal's office, the campus behavior coordinator's office, the central administration office, or through policy online at the following address, www.marblefallsisd.org. The district shall not delay a disciplinary consequence while the student or parent pursues a grievance. In the instance of a student who is accused of conduct that meets the definition of sexual harassment as defined by Title IX, the district will comply with applicable federal law, including the Title IX formal complaint process. Please see FFH Legal and Local. A bus driver may refer a student to the principal's office or the campus behavior coordinator's office to maintain effective discipline on the bus. The principal or campus behavior coordinator must employ additional discipline management techniques as appropriate, which can include restricting or revoking a student's bus riding privileges. Since the district's primary responsibility in transporting students in district vehicles is to do so as safely as possible, the operator of the vehicle must focus on driving and not have his or her attention distracted by student misbehavior. Therefore, when appropriate disciplinary management techniques fail to improve the student behavior or when specific misconduct warrants immediate removal, the principal or the campus behavior coordinator may restrict or revoke a student's transportation privileges in accordance with law. In addition to other discipline management techniques, misconduct may result in removal from the regular education setting in the form of a routine referral or formal removal. A routine referral occurs when a teacher sends a student to the campus behavior coordinator's office as a discipline management technique. The campus behavior coordinator shall employ alternative discipline management techniques, including progressive interventions. A teacher or administrator may remove a student from class for a behavior that violates this code to maintain effective discipline in the classroom. A teacher may also initiate a formal removal from class if the student's behavior has been documented by the teacher as repeatedly interfering with the teacher's ability to teach his or her class, or with students' classmates' ability to learn, or the misbehavior is so unruly, disruptive, or abusive that the teacher cannot teach and the students in the classroom cannot learn. Within 3 school days of formal removal, the campus behavior coordinator or appropriate administrator shall schedule a conference with the student's parent, the student, the teacher who removed the student from the class, and any other appropriate administrator. At the conference, the campus behavior coordinator or appropriate administrator shall inform the student of the alleged misconduct and proposed consequences. The student shall have an opportunity to respond to allegations. When a student is removed from the regular classroom by a teacher and a conference is pending, the campus behavior coordinator or other administrator may place the student in another appropriate classroom, in-school suspension, out-of-school suspension, or DAEP. A teacher or administrator must remove a student from class if the student engages in behavior that, under the education code, requires or permits the student to be placed in a DAEP or expelled. When removing for those reasons, procedures in the subsequent sections on DAEP or expulsion shall be followed. A student has been formally removed from class by a teacher for conduct against the teacher containing the elements of assault, aggravated assault, sexual assault, or aggravated sexual assault may not be returned to the teacher's class without the teacher's consent. A student who has been formally removed by a teacher for any other conduct may be returned to the teacher's class without the teacher's consent if the placement review committee determines that the teacher's class is the best or only alternative available. Out of school suspension. Students may be suspended for any offense listed in the code as a general conduct violation, DAEP offense, or expellable offense. The district shall not use out-of-school suspension for students in grades 2 or below unless the conduct meets the requirements established in law. A student below grade 3 or a student who is homeless shall not be placed in out-of-school suspension unless while on school property or while attending a school-sponsored or school-related activity on or off school property, engages in conduct that contains the elements of a weapons offense, conduct that contains the elements of assault, sexual assault, aggravated assault, or aggravated sexual assault, or is selling, giving, or delivering to another person or possessing, using, or being under the influence of any amount of marijuana, alcohol, or controlled substance or dangerous drug as defined by federal or state law. The district shall use a positive behavior program as a disciplinary alternative for students below grade 3 who commit general conduct violations instead of suspensions or placements in DAEP. The program shall meet the requirements of law. State law allows a student to be suspended for no more than 3 school days per behavior violation, with no limit on the number of times a student may be suspended in a semester or school year. Before being suspended, a student shall have an informal conference with the campus behavior coordinator or appropriate administrator who shall advise the student of the alleged misconduct. The student shall have the opportunity to respond to allegation before the administrator makes a decision. The campus behavior coordinator shall determine the number of days of student suspension not to exceed 3 school days. In deciding whether to order out-of-school suspension, the campus behavior coordinator shall take into consideration self-defense, intent, or lack of intent at the time the student engaged in the misconduct, the student's disciplinary history, a disability that substantially impairs the student's capacity to appreciate the wrongfulness of the student's conduct, a student's status in the conservatorship of the Department of Family and Protective Services, or a student's status as homeless. The appropriate administrator shall determine any restrictions on participation in school-sponsored, school-related extracurricular activities extracurricular and co-curricular activities. The district shall ensure a student receives access to coursework for foundation curriculum courses while the student is placed in school or out of school suspension, including at least one method of receiving this coursework that doesn't require the use of the internet. A student removed from the regular classroom to in-school suspension or another setting other than DEAP will have the opportunity to complete before the beginning of the next school year each course the student was enrolled in at the time of removal from the regular classroom. The district may provide the opportunity by any method available, including a correspondence course other than distance learning option or summer school. The district will not charge the student for any method of completion provided by the district. DAEP placements. The DAEP shall be provided in a setting other than the student's regular classroom. An elementary school student may not be placed in DAEP with a student who is not an elementary school student. For the purposes of DAEP, elementary classification shall be kindergarten through grade 5, and secondary classification shall be grades 6 through 12. A student who is expelled for an offense that otherwise would have resulted in a DAEP placement does not have to be placed in a DAEP in addition to the expulsion. In deciding whether to place a student in a DAEP, regardless of whether the action is mandatory or discretionary, the campus behavior coordinator shall take into consideration self-defense, intent or lack of intent at the time of the student engaged in the conduct, student's disciplinary history, a student's disability, a student's status in the conservatorship in the Department of Family Protective Services, a student's status as homeless. For the 2021 school year, students who were enrolled in or attending district's in-person classes at the time the conduct gave rise to disciplinary are committed or required to fulfill any disciplinary alternative placement in person. Students may not do their withdrawal from in-person learning to avoid fulfilling DAEP placement. Students may not attend or participate in any extracurricular activity until the DAEP placement is completed. A student may be placed in a DAEP for behaviors prohibited in the General Conduct Violations section of this code. In accordance with state law, students may be placed in DAEP for any one of the following offenses. Engages in bullying that encourages a student to commit or attempt to commit suicide, inciting violence against a student through group bullying, releasing or threatening to release intimate visual material of a minor or of a student who is 18 years old of age or older without the student's consent, involvement in a public school fraternity, sorority, or secret society, including participating as a member of a pledge, or soliciting another person to become a pledge or member of a public school fraternity, sorority, or secret society or gang, involvement in criminal street gang activity, any criminal mischief, including a felony, assault with threat of imminent bodily injury, assault by offense of provocation of provocative physical contact. In accordance with state law, a student may be placed in DAEP if the superintendent or superintendent's designee has reason to believe that the student has engaged in conduct punishable as a felony other than aggravated robbery or those listed in the offenses in Title V of the Penal Code that occurs off school property and not at a school-sponsored, school-related event. If the student's presence in the regular classroom threatens the safety of other students or teaches or will be detrimental to the educational process. The campus behavior coordinator may, but is not required to place a student in DAP for offenses, for off-campus offenses for which DAP placement is required by state law if the administrator does not have knowledge of the conduct before the first anniversary of the date of the conduct occurred. There are certain behaviors that require a mandatory placement in DAP. These include if a student engages in conduct related to false alarm or report or a terroristic threat involving a public school, commits the following offenses on school property within 300 feet of school property as measured from any point on the school district's real property boundary line, or while attending a school-sponsored or school-related activity on or off school property. Engages in conduct punishable as a felony, commits an assault, sells, gives, or delivers to another person, or possesses, uses, or is under the influence of marijuana, controlled substance, or a dangerous drug in an amount not constituting a felony offense. A student with a valid prescription for low THC cannabis as authorized by Chapter 47 of the Health and Safety Code does not violate this provision. A student is in violation and is required to go to DAP if they sell, give, or deliver to another person an alcoholic beverage, commits a serious act or offense while under the influence of alcohol, or possesses, uses, or is under the influence of alcohol if the conduct is not punishable as a felony. Behaves in a manner that contains the elements of an offense related to abusable, volatile chemicals. Behaves in a manner that contains the elements of the offense of public lewdness or indecent exposure. Engages in conduct that contains the elements of or an offense of harassment against an employee under the Penal Code. Engages in expellable conduct is between 6 and 9 years of age. Commits a federal fire alarms violation and is younger than the age of 6. Engages in conduct that contains the elements of offense of retaliation against any employee or volunteer of the school on or off school property. Engages in conduct punishable as aggravated robbery or a felony listed under Title V of the Penal Code when the conduct occurs off school property and not at a school-sponsored or school-related event. The student receives deferred prosecution. A court or jury finds that the student has engaged in delinquent conduct, or the superintendent or designee has reasonable belief that the student engaged in such conduct. A student shall be transferred to another campus if the student has been convicted of continual sexual abuse of a child or disabled individual, or convicted of or placed on deferred adjudication for sexual assault or aggravated assault against another student on the same campus, and the victim's parents or another person with the authority to act on behalf of the victim requests that the board transfer the offending student to another campus. If there is no other campus in the district serving the grade level of the offending student shall be transferred to DAEP. The process by which removals to DAEP shall be made by the campus behavior coordinator. When a student is removed from class for a DAEP offense, the campus behavior coordinator or appropriate administrator shall schedule a conference within 3 school days of the student's parent, the teacher, and in the case of teacher removal. At the conference, the campus behavior coordinator or appropriate administrator shall inform the student orally or in writing of the reasons for the removal and shall give the student an explanation of the basis for the removal and an opportunity to respond to the reasons for the removal. Following valid attempts to require attendance, the district may hold the conference and may make the placement decision regardless of whether the student or the student's parents attend the conference. In deciding whether to place a student in DAEP, regardless of whether the action is mandatory or discretionary, the campus behavior coordinator shall take into account the following considerations: self-defense, intent or lack of intent at the time the student engaged in the conduct, the student's disciplinary history, a disability that substantially impairs the student's capacity to appreciate the wrongfulness of the student's conduct, or a student's status in conservatorship at the Department of Family and Protective Services, or a student's status as homeless. After the conference, if the student is placed in DAEP, the student campus behavior coordinator shall write a placement order. A copy of the DAEP placement order shall be sent to the student and the student's parent. No later than the second business day after the conference, the board's designee shall deliver to the juvenile court a copy of the placement order And all information required by Section 5204 of the Family Penal Code. If the student is placed in DAP and the length of the placement is inconsistent with the guidelines included in this code, the placement order shall give notice of the inconsistency. The parent or guardian of a student placed in DAEP shall be given notice of the student's opportunity to complete a foundation curriculum course in which the student was enrolled at the time of removal and which is required for graduation at no cost to the student. The notice shall include information regarding all methods available for the completion of the coursework. The campus behavior coordinator shall determine the duration of a student's placement in a DAEP. The duration of a student's placement shall be determined case by case based on the seriousness of the offense, the student's age and grade level, the frequency of the misconduct, and the student's attitude and statutory requirements. The maximum period of DAEP placement shall be one calendar year, except as provided below. Unless otherwise specified in the placement order, days absent from DAEP shall not count toward fulfilling the total number of days required in a student's placement. The district administrator shall be required pre- and post-assessment for the student to assign DAP periods of 90 days or longer in accordance with established district administrative procedures for administering other diagnostic benchmark or assessments. DAP placement in a DAP may exceed 1 year when a review by the district determines that the student is a threat to the safety of other students or to the district employees. Statutory limitations on the length of a DAP placement do not apply to a placement resulting from the board's decision to place a student who engaged in sexual assault of another student so that the students are not assigned to the same campus. Students who commit offenses requiring placement in a DAEP at the end of one school year may be required to continue that placement to the start of the next school year to complete the assigned term of placement. For placement in a DAEP to extend beyond the end of the school year, the campus behavior coordinator or the board's designee must determine that the student's presence in the regular classroom or campus presents a danger of physical harm to students or others, or the student has engaged in serious persistent misbehavior that violates the district's code. For placement in a DAEP to extend beyond 60 days or the end of the next grading period, whichever is sooner, the student's parent shall be given notice of the opportunity to participate in a proceeding before the board or the board's designee. Questions from parents regarding disciplinary measures should be addressed to the campus administrator. Students or parent appeals regarding a student's placement in DAP should be addressed in accordance with FNG Local. A copy of this policy may be obtained from the principal's office, the campus behavior coordinator's office, the central administration office, or through policy online at www.marblefallsisd.org. Appeals regarding the decision to place a student in DAP shall begin with the principal of the student's school for level 1. The superintendent or designee for level 2, the school board for level 3 in accordance with policy FNG Local. The district shall not delay disciplinary consequences pending the outcome of an appeal. The decision to place a student in DAP cannot be appealed beyond the board. State law prohibits a student placed in DAEP for reasons specified in state law from attending or participating in school-sponsored, school-related extracurricular activities. A student placed in a DAEP shall not be provided transportation unless he or she is a student with a disability who is entitled to transportation in accordance with the student's individualized education plan or Section 504 of the plan. For seniors who are eligible to graduate and are assigned to a DAP at the time of graduation, the placement of the program shall continue through graduation and the students shall not be allowed to participate in the graduation ceremony or graduation-related activities. A student placed in DAP shall be provided a review of his or her status, including academic status, by the campus behavior coordinator of the board's designee at intervals not to exceed 120 days. In the case of a high school student, the student's progress toward graduation and student's graduation plan shall also be reviewed. After review, the student or the student's parent shall be given the opportunity to present arguments for the student's return to the regular classroom or campus. The student may not be returned to the classroom of a teacher who has removed the student without the teacher's consent. Additional misconduct. If during the term of placement in a DAP, the student engages in additional misconduct for which placement in DAP or expulsion is required or permitted, additional proceedings may be conducted, and the campus behavior coordinator may enter an additional disciplinary order as a result of those proceedings. When a student is placed in a DAP for certain offenses, the office of the prosecuting attorney shall notify the district if the prosecution of the student's case was refused for lack of prosecutorial merit or insufficient evidence and no formal proceedings or deferred prosecution will be initiated, or the court found the student not guilty or made a finding that the student did not engage in delinquent conduct or conduct indicating the need for supervision, and the case was dismissed. If a student was placed in DAP for such conduct, on receiving the notice from the prosecutor, the superintendent or designee shall review the student's placement and schedule a review with the student's parent not later than the third day after the superintendent or designee receives notice from the prosecutor. The student may not be returned to the regular classroom pending the review. After reviewing the notice and receiving the information from the student's parent, the superintendent or designee may continue the student's placement if there is reason to believe that the presence of the student in the regular classroom threatens the safety of other students or teachers. The student and the student's parent may appeal the superintendent's decision to the board. The student may not be returned to the regular classroom pending appeal. In the case of an appeal, the board shall at the next meeting review the notice from the prosecutor and receive information from the student, the student's parent, and the superintendent or designee and confirm or reverse the decision of the superintendent or designee. The board shall make a record of the proceedings. If the board confirms the decision of the superintendent or designee, the student and the student's parents may appeal to the Commissioner of Education. The student may not be returned to the regular classroom pending the appeal. When a student violates the district code in a way that requires or permits the student to be placed in DAP and the student withdraws from the district before the placement order is completed, the campus behavior coordinator may complete the proceedings and issue a placement order. If the student then re-enrolls in the district during the same or subsequent school year, the district may enforce the order at that time, less any period the placement that has been served by the student during enrollment in another district. If the campus behavior coordinator or board fails to issue a placement order after the student withdraws, the next district in which the student enrolls may complete the proceedings and issue a placement order. The district shall continue the DAP placement of a student who enrolls in the district and was assigned DAP in an open enrollment charter school or another school district. The student shall decide on a case-by-case basis whether to continue the placement of a student who enrolls in the district and was assigned to DAP in an open enrollment or charter school for another district. The district may place the student in the district's DAP or regular classroom setting. Newly enrolled students with a DAP placement from a district in another state shall be placed as a newly enrolled student if the behavior committed is a reason for DAP placement in the receiving district. If the student was placed in a DAP by a school district in another state for a period that exceeds 1 year, the district, by state law, shall reduce the period of the placement so that the total placement does not exceed 1 year. After a review, however, the placement may be extended beyond a year if the district determines that the student is a threat to the safety of other students or employees to the extent the placement in best interest of the student. When an emergency placement is necessary because a student's behavior is so unruly, disruptive, or abusive that it seriously interferes with classroom or school operations, the student shall be given oral notice of the reason for the action. Not later than the 10th day after the date of the placement, the student shall be given the appropriate conference required to assignment to DAP. In accordance with law and district procedures, campus staff shall provide transition services to a student returning to the regular classroom from an alternative education program, including a DAEP. This section includes two categories of offenses for which the Education Code provides unique procedures and specific consequences. Upon receiving notification in accordance with state law that a student is currently required to register as a sex offender, the district must remove the student from the regular classroom and determine the appropriate placement unless the court orders JJAEP placement. If the student is under any form of court supervision, including probation, community supervision, or parole, the placement shall be in either the DAEP or JJAEP for at least one semester. If the student is not under any form of court supervision, the placement may be in DAEP or JJAEP for one semester, or the placement may be in the regular classroom. The placement may not be in the regular classroom if the board or its designee determines that the student's presence threatens the safety of other students or teachers, will be detrimental to the educational process, or is not in the best interest of the district's students. At the end of the first semester of a student's placement in an alternative education setting and before the beginning of each school year for which the student remains in alternative placement, the district shall convene a committee in accordance with state law to review the student's placement. The committee shall recommend whether the student should return to the regular classroom or remain in the placement. Absent a special finding, the board or its designee must follow the committee's recommendation. The placement review of a student with a disability who receives special education services must be made by the ARD committee. If a student enrolls in the district during a mandatory placement as a registered sex offender, the district may count any time already spent by the student in a placement or may require an additional semester in alternative placement without conducting a review of the placement. A student or the student's parent may appeal the placement by requesting a conference between the board or its designee and the student and the student's parent. The conference is limited to the factual question of whether the student is required to register as a sex offender. Any decision of the board or its designee under this section is final and may not be appealed. Regardless of whether the placement or expulsion is required or permitted by one of the reasons in a DEP placement or expulsion section, in accordance with Education Code 37.0081, a student may be expelled and placed in either DAEP or JJAEP if the board or campus behavior coordinator makes certain findings and the following circumstances exist in relation to aggravated robbery or a felony offense under the penal code. The student must have received deferred prosecution for conduct defined as aggravated robbery under Title V of the felony offense, have been found by a court or jury to have engaged in delinquent misconduct for conduct defined as aggravated robbery, have been charged with engaging in conduct defined as aggravated robbery, have been referred to a juvenile court for allegedly engaging in delinquent conduct or conduct defined as aggravated robbery or a Title V felony offense, have received probation or deferred adjudication, or have been arrested for, charged with, or convicted of aggravated robbery or a Title V felony offense. The district may expel the student and order placement under these circumstances, regardless of the date on which the conduct occurred, the location at which the conduct occurred, whether the conduct occurred while the student was enrolled in the school district, or whether the student has successfully completed any court disposition requirements imposed in connection with conduct. The student must first have a hearing before the board or its designee, who must determine that in addition to the circumstances above, that allow for expulsion, the student's presence in the regular classroom threatens the safety of other students or teachers, will be detrimental to the educational process, or is not in the best interest of the district's students. Any decision of the board or the board's designee under this section is final and may not be appealed. The student is subject to the placement until the student graduates from high school, the charges are dismissed or reduced to a misdemeanor offense, or the student completes a term of the placement or is assigned to another program. A student placed in a DAEP or JJAEP under these circumstances is entitled to a review of his or her status, including academic status, by the campus behavior coordinator or the board's designee at intervals not to exceed 120 days. In the case of a high school student, the student's progress toward graduation and the student's graduation plan shall also be reviewed. At the review, the student or the student's parent shall have the opportunity present arguments for the student's return to the regular classroom. A student who enrolls in the district before completing a placement under this section from another school district must complete the term of the placement. In deciding whether to order expulsion, regardless of whether the action is mandatory or discretionary, the campus behavior coordinator shall take into account the following considerations: self-defense, intent, or lack of intent at the time the student engaged in the conduct, the student's disciplinary history, a disability that substantially impairs the student's capacity to appreciate the wrongfulness of the student's conduct, a student's status in the conservatorship of the Department of Family Protective Services, or a student's status as homeless. Some of the following types of misconduct may result in mandatory placement in DAEP, whether or not the student is expelled. A student may be expelled for engaging in bullying that encourages a student to commit or attempt to commit suicide, inciting violence against a student through group bullying, release or threatening intimate material of a minor or student who's 18 years of age or older without student's consent, conduct that contains the elements of assault under Penal Code 22.01, in retaliation against a school employee or volunteer, criminal mischief if punishable as a felony, engaging in conduct that contains the elements of one of the following offenses against another student: aggravated assault, aggravated sexual assault, murder, capital murder, criminal attempt to commit murder or capital murder, aggravated robbery, breach of computer security, engaging in any conduct related to a false alarm or report, including a bomb threat or a terroristic threat involving a public school. Any of those offenses at any location may be expelled. At school, within 300 feet, or at a school event, a student may be expelled for committing any of the following offenses Within 300 feet of school property while on school property or while attending a school-sponsored or school-related activity on or off school property. Selling, giving, or delivering to another person or possessing, using, or being under the influence of marijuana, controlled substance, or a dangerous drug if the conduct is not punishable as a felony. A student with a valid prescription for low THC cannabis as authorized by Chapter 47 of the Health and Safety Code does not violate this provision. Selling, giving, or delivering to another person or possessing, using, or being under the influence of alcohol or committing a serious act or offense while under the influence of alcohol if the conduct is not punishable as a felony. Engaging in conduct that contains elements of offense related to abusable volatile chemicals. Engaging in conduct that contains the elements of assault under Section 22.01A1 against an employee or volunteer engages in deadly conduct. A student may be expelled for engaging in the following conduct while within 300 feet of the school property as measured from any point on the school's property boundary line. Aggravated assault, sexual assault, or aggravated sexual assault, arson, murder, capital murder, or criminal attempt to commit murder or capital murder, indecency with a child, aggravated kidnapping, manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, aggravated robbery, continual sexual abuse of a young child or disabled individual, felony drug or alcohol-related offense, unlawful carrying on or about the student's person a handgun or a location-restricted knife, as these terms are defined by state law, possessing, manufacturing, transporting, repairing, or selling prohibited weapons as defined by state law, possession of a firearm as defined by federal law. A student may be expelled for committing any offense that is a state-mandated expellable offense if the offense is committed on the property of another district in Texas or while the student is attending a school-sponsored, school-related activity of a school in another district in Texas. Students may be expelled for engaging in documented serious misbehavior that violates the district's code despite the documented behavioral interventions while placed in DAP. For the purposes of discretionary expulsion from a DAP, serious misbehavior means deliberate violent behavior that possesses a direct threat to the health and safety of others, extortion, meaning the gaining of money or other property by force or threat, conduct that constitutes coercion as defined by Section 1.07 Penal Code, or conduct that constitutes the offense of public lewdness, indecent exposure, criminal mischief, hazing, or harassment under the Penal Code 21.07, 21.08, 28.03, 37.152, or 47.02. A student must be expelled under federal or state law for any of the following offenses that occur on school property or while attending a school-sponsored event or school-related activity on or off school property. Bringing to school or possessing at school, including any setting that is under the district's control or supervision for the purposes of school activity, a firearm as defined by federal law. Mandatory expulsion under the Federal Gun-Free Schools Act does not apply to a firearm that is lawfully stored inside a locked vehicle or to firearms used in activities approved and authorized by the district when the district has adopted appropriate safeguards to ensure student safety. Under the Penal Code, unlawful carrying on or about the student's person following in the manner prohibited by the Penal Code. A handgun defined by state law as any firearm designed, made, or adapted to be used as one. A student may not be expelled solely on the basis of the student's use, exhibition, or possession of a firearm that occurs at an approved target range facility that is not located on the school campus while participating in or preparing for school-sponsored shooting sports competition or shooting sports educational activities that is sponsored by the Parks and Wildlife Department or a shooting sports sanctioned organization. A location-restricted knife as defined by state law, possessing, manufacturing, transporting, reporting, or selling prohibited weapons as defined by state law, behaving in a manner that contains the elements of the following offenses under the Penal Code, aggravated assault, sexual assault, or aggravated sexual assault, arson, murder, capital murder, or criminal attempt to commit murder or capital murder, indecency with a child, aggravated kidnapping, aggravated robbery, manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, continual sexual abuse of a young child, behavior punishable as a felony that involves selling, giving, or delivering to another person or possessing, using, or being under the influence of marijuana, controlled substance, or dangerous drug or alcohol, or committing a serious act or offense while under the influence of alcohol. Engaging in retaliation against a school employee or volunteer combined with one of the above listed mandatory expulsion. When a student is under the age of 10 and engages in behavior that is expellable, the student shall not be expelled but shall be placed in DAEP. A student under the age of 6 shall not be placed in DAEP unless the student commits a federal firearm offense. If a student is believed to have committed an expellable offense, the campus behavior coordinator or other appropriate administrator shall schedule a hearing with a reasonable time. The student's parent shall be invited in writing to attend the hearing. Until a hearing can be held, the campus behavior coordinator or other administrator may place the student in another appropriate classroom, in-school suspension, out-of-school suspension, or DAEP. A student facing expulsion shall be given a hearing with appropriate due process. The student is entitled to representation by the student's parent or another adult who can provide guidance to the student and who is not an employee of the district, an opportunity to testify and to present evidence and witnesses in the student's defense, and an opportunity to question the witnesses called by the district at the hearing. After providing notice to the student and the parent of the hearing, the district may hold the hearing regardless of whether the student or the student's parents attends. The Board of Trustees delegates to the superintendent or his designee authority to conduct hearings and expel students. After the due process hearing, the expelled student may request that the board review the expulsion decisions. The student or parent must submit a written request to the superintendent within 7 days after receipt of the written decisions. The superintendent must provide the student or the parent written notice of the date, time, and place of the meeting at which the board will review the decision. Before ordering expulsion, the board or campus behavior coordinator should take into account self-defense, intent, or lack of intent to engage in the conduct, the student's disciplinary history, a disability that substantially impairs the student's capacity to appreciate the wrongfulness of the student's conduct, a student's status in the conservatorship in the Department of Family Protective Services, or a student's status as homeless. If the student is expelled, the board or its designee shall deliver to the student and the student's parent a copy of the order expelling the student. No later than the second business day after the hearing, the student or his designee shall deliver to the juvenile court a copy of the expulsion order and the information required by Section 52.04 of the Family Code. If the length of the expulsion is inconsistent with guidelines included in the Student Code of Conduct, the expulsion order shall give notice of the inconsistency. The length of an expulsion shall be based on the seriousness of the offense, the student's age and grade level, the frequency of the misbehavior, the student's attitude, and statutory requirements. The duration of a student's expulsion shall be determined on a case-by-case basis. The maximum period of the expulsion is 1 calendar year, except as provided by law. An expulsion may not exceed 1 year after review, unless the district determines that the student is a threat to the safety of other students or to district employees, or extended expulsion is in the best interest of the student. State and federal law require that a student be expelled from the regular classroom for a period of at least 1 calendar year for bringing a firearm, as defined by federal law, to school. However, the superintendent may modify the length of the expulsion on a case-by-case basis. A student who commits an offense that requires expulsion at the end of 1 year may be expelled into the next school year to complete the term of the expulsion. When a student has violated the district's code in a way that requires or permits expulsion from the district and the student withdraws from the district before the expulsion hearing takes place, the district may conduct the hearing after sending written notice to the parent and the student. If the student then re-enrolls in the district during the same or subsequent school year, the district may enforce the expulsion order at that time, less any expulsion period that the student has served during enrollment in another school district. If the campus behavior coordinator or the board fails to issue an expulsion order after the student withdraws, the next district in which the student enrolls may complete the proceedings. If during the expulsion the student engages in additional conduct for which the placement in the DAP or expulsion is required or permitted, additional proceedings may be conducted, and the campus behavior coordinator or the board may issue additional disciplinary order as a result of those proceedings. Expelled students are prohibited from being on school grounds or attending school sponsor related activities or events during the period of the expulsion. No district academic credit shall be earned for work missed during the period of expulsion unless the student is enrolled in a JJAEP or another district approved program. The district shall continue the expulsion of any newly enrolled student expelled from another district or open enrollment charter school until the period of expulsion is completed. If a student expelled in another state enrolls in the district, the district may continue the expulsion under the terms of the expulsion order, may place the student in DAP for the period specified in the order, or may allow the student to attend regular classes if the out-of-state district provides the district with a copy of the expulsion order, and the offense resulting in expulsion is also expellable offense in the district which the student is enrolling. If a student is expelled by a district in another state for a period that exceeds 1 year and the district continues expulsion or places a student in DAEP, the district shall reduce the period of the expulsion or DAEP placement so that the entire period does not exceed 1 year, unless after review it is determined that the student is a threat to the safety of students or district employees or extended placements in the best interest of students. When an emergency expulsion is necessary to protect persons or property from imminent harm, the student shall be given verbal notice of the reasons for the action. Within 10 days after the date of the emergency expulsion, the student shall be given appropriate due process as required for a student facing expulsion. The district may not provide educational services to any student expelled in a DAP. However, educational services in the DAP must be provided if the student is less than 10 years of age. In accordance with the law and district procedures, campus staff shall provide transition services for a student returning to the regular classroom from placement in an alternative education program, including DAEP or JJAEP. See policies FOCA Legal and FODA Legal for more information. What follows in the Student Code of Conduct is the glossary, which I will not read to you word for word, but which I will tell you is available in both English and Spanish in the written copy of the Student Code of Conduct. I have provided this verbal reading of the Student Code of Conduct as a service to you, our parents and students, so that you may access it both in writing and verbally. No mispronunciation or other form of misstep or mistake I might have made in reading this. It should be construed as contradictory to the written Student Code of Conduct. The written Student Code of Conduct, as approved by the Marble Falls Independent School District Board of Trustees, is what is binding. This is simply a convenience being provided. I thank you, and I hope that this has been in some way helpful or useful to you.